All right, children, down you come. Let's go. How are we this morning? Cold like Pastor Greg, hey? Oh, we've got to have some sunshine soon, because surely Queensland can't stop the sun from crossing the border. Hey, it's got to get down to us and warm us up. Hey? All right. Today, George read a most wonderful and probably one of the most confusing parables, but we'll try and work it out a little bit. It's the parable of the sower. The clue is in the title of the parable. It's called the parable of the sower. Do you know what a parable is? A parable is a story that Jesus tells in the form of like a riddle or a puzzle. He wants to make us think hard about something. He wants us to learn something about God's kingdom. In the parable of the sower, Jesus tells us about a sower or a farmer, we would call them a farmer, who scatters seeds on different types of soil and gets different results. Now, the seeds are another name for God's word, and the different types of soil describe different conditions of our heart, describes the different ways that we can be at times. Now, because people are used to thinking about themselves, especially Pastor Greg, because I'm wonderful, aren't I? Yes? No? No? Okay. Because people are used to thinking about themselves, we try to work out which type of soil we think we are in the story to see how well we're going compared to other people. Sort of like, do we listen to God's word, cherish it, and tell it to other people? Are we those sort of people? Or do we hear God's word and quickly forget it or keep it to ourselves? Are we those sort of people? See, that's all about competition and judging ourselves and judging others. But I don't think that's what this parable is about. You see, Jesus says, we don't listen very well or see and understand. And he's 100% right. Why? Because this is called the parable of the sower, not the parable of the listener. The parable of the sower. The sower is Jesus. And the parable is about him, not us. In another part of the Bible, through the prophet Isaiah, God says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. You see, this is God saying, I spread my seed and it does exactly what I want it to do. In the parable of the sower, Jesus wants us to trust in everything he says and not worry about how our lives will turn out, because he's in charge and he will look after us. Isn't that great? All right, let's pray. Let's fold our hands, close our eyes, squeeze a little bit, not too tight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to have eyes that see and ears that hear, to trust that you love us and want to share your life with us through your living word, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, beautiful children. Okay, time to go back to your seats. There they go. Hey. Okay, aren't they a ton of fun?